I say, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Come on, performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Welcome to Command Performance, men. This is Ken Carpenter bringing you a star-studded cast in answer to a request that came in from Corporal Riley Gibson, ATO 717. He says that with the exception of Command Performance, their favorite program is the Hit Parade. And their special favorite of the Hit Parade is lovely Joan Edwards with the Thrush-like Soap. So we wave our magic wand, and presto, here she is, vivacious and charming in every respect, Joan Edwards.
Thank you, Ken, and hello, fellas. It was nice of all of you to invite me over tonight, and I hope you like the song I've selected as my opening number. I'm beginning to see the light. I never could miss a moonlit sky. I never knew that fireflies fly. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never really thought I'd be small. A candlelight on the mystic floor. But now when you turn the lights on low, I'm beginning to see the light. You surrender to the bar. Then you turn and start to stop. That's the point and I'm falling off. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my ride. But now that the lips are burning in mine, I'm beginning to see the light. When you're wrong, I'm too busy to see the light. I never went for afterglow, a candlelight and mystic glow. But baby, when the lights are low, I'm beginning to see the light. You surrender through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. And then you turn and you call the spark. And it's your fire and I'm firing up. I never made love by lanterns fly. I never saw rainbows in my life. But now that the lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. Yes, I'm beginning. And now I guess it's about time to come in.
Hello, my name is Carson. Are you the Joan Edwards of LSMFT?
Yes.
Well, I'm Jack Carson of the YWCA.
Well, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, you can help me a lot, Joan. I understand they're looking for a new male singer on the Hit Parade.
That's right, Jack. But I didn't think that you were a singer.
What did you think I was?
Jack, I'm new in Hollywood. I don't want to make any enemies.
Well, I'm serious, Jen. I mean, after all, Sinatra sang on the Hit Parade for a while.
Well, what makes you think you're a better bet than Sinatra?
Well, I may not be better, but when I sing all of my life, you know I'm going to live through it. I can sing other tunes, too. Listen to this. The music died, but we were still dancing, which goes to show that music has time.
Well, that's not bad, Jack. But don't forget that you're not...
Not bad, you say?
That's not bad, Jack, but don't forget that Sinatra was followed by that famous American baritone, Lawrence Tibbetts.
Tibbetts? Ah,
What was he before he had his positive sense then?
I can sing that fire song, Scott. Get a load of this. Mommy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mommy's little baby loves shortening. Mommy's little baby loves shortening. Mommy's little baby loves
shortening. Well, John? Jack, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't get the job on the hit parade.
You really think so?
Yes. They haven't got any cigarettes to sell anyway.
John, you're not treating this thing seriously enough. I really want that job.
But, Jack, I can't recommend you. I don't even know your background as a singer.
Why, I can sing even better than I can act.
Oh. Oh, are you an actor?
Girl, please. Of course I'm an actor. Aren't they showing my pictures in New York?
Yes, they are. That's why I came to California.
Oh, isn't that sweet? You're going to see me in person. Look, Joan. A little slow back there.
John, if you have any doubts about my thing, I'll do.
Well, that's the first person that comes along to give an opinion, okay?
Okay.
Is there an impartial observer in the house? I said, is there an impartial observer in the house?
I think of that, sir.
Here I am, sir. Teacher is the name.
Yes, teacher. What took you so long?
Oh, you were supposed to say an unbiased observer.
Okay, I'm biased.
Well, that's the way to rehearse it.
Miss Edwards, this is, what did you say your name was?
Arthur Teacher.
Oh, yes. Arthur Teacher. Yes.
Mr. Carson's one of the most brilliant voices ever heard.
Wait a minute. He didn't ask you yet.
I'm sorry.
Now, John, this man is an absolutely impartial observer.
Unbiased.
All right, I'm biased. Go ahead, stranger. Tell Miss Edwards what you think of my voice.
Very well, sir.
Now, you're saying this of your own free will, aren't you?
Of course, sir. Yes.
Mr. Carson is one of the most brilliant voices ever heard in the history of show business.
Is that all?
Oh, no, there's a lot more, sir, but I couldn't read your writing.
Yeah, we're just wasting time here. Now, let's drop the subject of your singing.
Don't get in haste, Joan. I mean, after all, I may be just the man the hit parade is looking for.
Yes, indeed, Miss Edwards. Mr. Carson's voice is familiar to everyone in Hollywood.
Is he?
Yes, in fact, his call is famous throughout Griffith Park.
Yeah, go. You've helped me enough, Casey.
In a moment, sir, yes, I'd like to hear.
I'd like to ask Miss Edwards a simple question.
What is it?
Is there really an opening for a male singer on the hit parade?
Yes, there is. Why?
Getting back to my voice and that job on the hit parade.
Oh, yeah, that's not important. We've got a show to do here.
Not important. Your own singing has been my whole life. Why, when I was a boy, I sang in the choir. My range was so high, they made me sing with a girl.
That must have been fun.
No, just when I got old enough to enjoy it, my voice changed. But I love the way they place that pivot. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening.
Jack, please. It's time to introduce the next song.
Oh, who cares? Who cares? Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening.
Jack, listen, Jack. The next star happens to be Paulette Goddard.
Mammy's little baby likes the hunk of that, too.
There you are. Thank you, Ed. The lucky star out of Paulette Goddard. Thank you. Joan, you know, I've been looking forward to meeting you. I've always enjoyed listening to you on the radio. Well, it's a pleasure meeting you, Paulette. You have a lovely voice, too. It always thrills me when I hear it on the screen.
Oh, well, it's awfully nice of you to say that, but as the poet once said, the singing voice is the instrument of the soul.
The music.
Oh, by the way, Paulette, this is Jack Carson.
Jack Carson? Oh, well, this is my lucky night. I've been wanting to meet you for ever so long. You're my ideal man.
This studio, eh?
Oh, I mean it, Jack. You're wonderful.
I am? I mean, I am. Tell me more, Paulette.
Oh, it's true, Jack. You do something to me.
I do? Honestly?
Honestly. You know, a girl in Hollywood gets a chance to go out with all types of men, glamorous, rich, handsome, clever, romantic.
Uh-huh.
But I'm tired of all that. Now I'm ready for your time.
I see what you mean. I'm a novelty.
Oh, decidedly. You have broad shoulders and wavy hair, blue eyes. Oh, and yet with all that, you're not a wolf.
If I'm not, I'm stuck with 10 pounds of sense then.
Oh, Jack, you don't know how I fit for a man like you. A man that a girl can trust. A man who isn't always pawing a girl and hugging her and kissing her.
That's me?
Yes, you know, there's something about you that's reliable and strong like the Rock of Gibraltar. Something that a girl can lean on. Would you mind if I leaned on you, Jack?
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same thing. Paulette, come a little closer to me.
I came down here tonight to put on a play.
What do you think I've been putting on?
No, I mean it, Jack. Command Performance is going to put on a short dramatic sketch a little later.
Oh, well, then you'll need a handsome, romantic leading man, won't you?
Yes, and that's why I invited Randy Scott to come over.
Yeah. Randy Scott? That short Gary Cooper?
Well, Jack, this is a Western sketch, and you must remember that Randy is tall in the saddle.
Well, you see me, right? I'm tall in the saddle, too.
I know, but only when the horse on the merry-go-round goes up.
Listen, I can ride just as good as Randy Scott.
You can?
Yes. I'll ask any impartial observer. Anybody at all. Oh, yes, stranger. Tell Miss Goddard about me.
Very well. Mr. Carson has one of the most brilliant singing voices ever heard. What?
Well, our next guest on Command Performance are old friends of yours. One of the most popular singing groups around, the Town Criers. And here they are.
Do 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 do.
Cryers.
Oh, Paulette, about this Western dramatic sketch you're going to do, who've you got in mind for the leading man?
A real Westerner, Randolph Scott.
Oh, that's great. I love those cowboys.
Oh, yes, you can't beat those strong, silent men from the West.
Anybody seen my pinto?
Gentlemen of the AES, I'd like to present one of your favorite screen stars, Randolph Scott. Randy.
Hello, Paulette.
I reckon you all know who I am.
You know Joan Edwards, Randy?
Howdy, ma'am.
I reckon you all know who I am.
Oh, I hope you won't think I'm silly, Mr. Scott, but I'm crazy about you and pictures.
That's so, girl?
Yes. I even wrote a song about you. It goes like this. Randy, I call Monsieur de Randy.
This is nauseating.
Hey, who's this hombre anyway?
I'm glad you asked me that, partner. They call me Poison Jack Carson.
Why do they call you Poison?
I'm a drugstore cowboy.
This is kind of nauseating, too.
Say, Jack, you better watch yourself. Randy's a real two-fisted man of the West.
Shucks, ma'am. I ain't hankering to start no feud.
Well, I'm a hankering. I got quite a hanker, too.
You don't even know which end of a lasso to get on.
Listen to that tenderfoot. You don't ride a lasso, gal. You eat it. They're very good if you pour some syrup on them.
Paul, that something tells me this hombre is a phony.
Hold on, partner. I reckon you never seen me at that rodeo, bull's organ. I can see it now. They let that wild animal out of the gate, and I goes after my horse. Makes a dive in a snake, a twist, a turn, and a yank. And in 6 seconds, I had that rabbit flat on his back.
Jack, let's forget this argument. Now, we have to get started with our set. Randy, you play yourself, a real two-gun cowboy, and I'm a daughter of the old West.
What am I?
Well, there's one more part to fill. It's a dashing, devil-may-care, hard-riding question.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
And here he is now.
Yippee. Get along, little doggy. Yahoo.
come west with it.
Comes from West Liverpool. But for that, you must have a part to play for me.
Gee, I'm sorry, Jack, but there isn't any part for you. But if you want to, you can be my horse.
Your horse? I refuse to do it.
Oh, and not be cooperative. What if you do play the part of a horse? Look at it this way.
I did look at it that way, and that's the part I don't like.
Well, you're going to be a horse anyway. Ken, set the scene.
Gosh, imagine being a horse. Well, maybe I can play a horse. After all, I have got pretty fetlocks. Ladies and gentlemen, a saga of the Old West entitled The Hero Fell on the Cactus, or That's How He Got His 85 Points. As the scene opens, Randy and Tex are sitting outside the bunkhouse, strumming the guitars and swapping yarns.
Well, Tex, looks like a great day, doesn't it? I feel some devilment stirring inside me, don't you? Say, let's get some women and paint the town red. Won't that be fun?
Yahoo!
Tex, I never seen a galoot like you before.
You're always sitting around whittling.
I like to whittle.
I know, but ain't you supposed to have a stick or something?
Yep.
And I'm supposed to have a knife, too.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to seeing a woman again.
Woman? What's that?
Oh, don't tell me. I don't tell me you've never seen a woman.
Nope. I've been spending my time in San Diego.
Hey, hey, Tex, I hear hoofbeats.
That's me, folks.
Giddy up, Caledonia. I've been riding you for hours and hours and haven't complained. Oh, my faithful Caledonia.
Oh, my aching back.
You'll spoil the whole play.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, come on. Let's ride over to that ranch house. Giddy up.
Be careful, Paulette. Your high heels tickle me.
Whoa, Caledonia. I'll tie you up next to that other horse.
What kind of a horse is it?
A filly.
Really?
All right, Jack. And no horsing around.
Howdy, ma'am. Mighty good to see a good-looking gal like you. Ain't she the prettiest thing you ever seen, Tex?
Yahoo!
Let me take care of your horse, ma'am. I'll feed him some oats. Come here, Pinto. Take some of this. Up at this end, you dope. Oh, yes, sorry. There you are, horse. Take a big mouthful of these.
Okay.
Hey, what's the idea? Them's the best oats in the West. If this horse doesn't like oats, what does he like?
Maybe little baby loves shortening.
Oh, you'll have to excuse him. He used to belong to Nelson Eddy.
Ma'am, we ain't seen a woman for 6 months. I'm going to take you back to the barn and kiss you.
I'll help you to take him back to the barn, Randy. I'd like to get some of that kissing myself.
No, no, never. Get away from me, you scoundrel.
There's only one way to settle this. We'll shoot it out like men. When I say three, draw your gun, Tex. One, two, three.
Oh! Yeah! They killed each other. Caledonia, Caledonia, my faithful horse. What shall I do?
I don't know about you, but I'm staying here with this filly.
After a masterpiece like that, I think we should get back to real entertainment. So, while I'm slipping off my saddle, let's listen to lovely Joan Edwards again singing Don't Blame Me.
Don't blame me. Blame on yourself, but now's the mine. But don't blame me. I'm wondering
to the end of another command performance. We hope you got a laugh here and there. And speaking for all of us, this is Joan Edwards saying, so long, so long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.